Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 27th. I will go to him, from 2 Samuel chapter 12. David suffered a parent's nightmare, the death of a child, because of something he did. God granted life to this boy through the illicit union of David and Bathsheba. Then David took that life to his heaven. I would never wish on my worst enemy what David had to live with in his heart and mind over the course of the week his son was stricken with mortal sickness. The consequences of our moral choices can be devastating, but so can the mercy. Nathan delivered the blow to David mixed with hope. The Lord has taken away your sin. You will not die, but because by doing this you have made the enemies of the Lord show utter contempt, the son born to you will die. It was enough to give David hope that God might relent and let his son live, so he entered the time of fasting, prayer, and sorrow before the Lord, recorded in the scripture. Yet God did not grant David's request as he asked it, but comforted David with this knowledge. He would see his son again. Such is the hope of every believer in Christ. We will again see those we have loved and been united to by faith in this life when we finish our days on earth. I had the privilege of knowing a dear brother in Christ as he teetered on the edge of eternity, having come through a minor surgery one day, only to be found the next morning with no breath or pulse. Although his heart was restarted and he was put on a respirator, he did not survive. Such is the delicate mystery of life, so beautiful, so frail, so quickly over. We should take comfort from David's words whenever we lose someone we love to heaven. I will go to him, but he will not return to me. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.